My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, delightful, and wonderful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, if you are a high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda, your insurance premiums are going up, it seems.
Did you ever wonder about the job interviews for Al-Qaeda number two position, and they come in and they go, well, what happened to the last guy who had this job? It seems like we're always getting the number two guy. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of number two guys or something.
Well, it could be. Maybe they've got some sort of reality show type competition to see who fills the bill. I mean, for years, of course, it was Bin Laden and Zawahiri, and then finally we got Bin Laden last year, and Zawahiri's been bumped up to number one now. So then now you got this whole rotation of people. We're not really that clear on, our intelligence community clearly is, but I don't know how much you've thought about Abu Yahya al-Libi over the last few years, but clearly he was a big deal, and we took him out, so that's good.
Just when you learn to pronounce them, they're gone. Meanest guy with the funniest name. I don't know. It doesn't seem to go together.
Yeah, apparently not. But, I'm surprised. The president on Friday came out and talked about the economy, blaming Congress for not passing his agenda. Not too surprising considering the last jobs report. But the more jobs reports we see like the last one, the more we'll be hearing about Osama bin Laden being killed last year, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. That's right. We actually have a bit about that on our show. I think we're going to get to it today, where he kind of implies that maybe he personally went in and, got Osama bin Laden by himself. And, just reminds us a little bit of that.
Well, here's the Capitol Steps and their look back at an event the president has no problem talking about.
The President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here tonight to talk directly to you, the American people. Thank you. Now, I would like to encourage each and every one of you to get on the phone and contact your member of Congress in support of my bill in creating jobs. Because I believe in just 1 year, I will need one. Thanks for your support. But part of the keys to creating jobs is starting small businesses. Now, some people might ask me, Mr. Obama, how is it that you start a small business in this economy? Well, here's your answer. You start a big business, then you wait. Problem solved. Now, you may have heard that I recently had my first town hall meeting using Twitter. And when John Boehner asked me a question about the national debt, I was unable to respond because the national debt has more than 140 characters. Even still, we had to raise the ceiling on the national debt because I made an announcement that I was afraid that the government would no longer be able to function. Now, this came as a shock to many Americans to hear that the government was once functioning. And now, I would like to take a moment and to talk to you about Libya. We all know that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed. We all know that the people of Libya face an uncertain future. Because even though Muammar Gaddafi has been killed, there's still the danger that he might simply be replaced by his brother, Jeb Gaddafi. Now, as you know, there is some controversy on how to bury Muammar Gaddafi. They all should have taken a lesson from our Navy SEALs, because I assure you that we didn't have any such problems when it came to burying Osama bin Laden. So now I'm going to take this time to explain to you about how that whole situation went down. I had some disagreements with things Osama said. He saw himself as living, well, I kinda saw him dead. So I sent some Navy SEALs in to shoot Osama's face. his body reeled in and found a new resting place. Oh yeah, under the sea. That's where he'll be. We gave him 3 plugs. Now he's with sea slugs permanently. Now that he's down there in the dark, a sushi platter for the sharks. Instead of virgins, he'll be with sturgeons. What's my next action? How's this reaction? I won't refuse to send a Fox News crew under the sea.
Oh, Elena, we haven't heard about Libya in a long time.
And that's not the last we'll hear about Osama bin Laden for the campaign, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure not. Was that an audience member clapping really loudly at the Jeb Gaddafi reference?
I don't know. Somebody goes, yeah, I know Jeb.
Gotta love
we
those.
We get all types at the Capitol Step shows.
I guess so.
Sometimes we get one guy back in a corner who gets a joke and nobody else does.
Get a little giveaway for those people who get the jokes?
We do. We have them thoroughly evaluated, actually.
Elena, fun as always. Have a great show this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.